Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hello, everyone. Oh my God, what are we doing with ourselves?
We are that prepared tonight.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and this Thursday's live session is all about digital marketing, virtual assistants, freelancing, or whatever term you'd like to call it. So if you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you subscribe and click the bell to get notifications. And our topic for tonight are the must-have tools for freelancers, apps you must check out on a Black Friday special. We will share more about it. Okay, Sis Belle, can you do the honor of praying first?
Yes, let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we're able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoing we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Connie and I, pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our brothers and sisters, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay, so again, our topic for tonight is must-have tools for freelancers. Can you share more about what we do before anything else? Because I realize I haven't updated our banners yet, so please do talk.
Yes, sure. So brothers and for the benefit of those who are seeing us for the first time and those who are not yet familiar with our channel, every Monday, And Thursday, we go live, same time, 8 p.m. You can expect Connie and me appearing on your YouTube feeds if you subscribe to our channel. Don't forget to subscribe, guys. So every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we are encouraging everyone to join us, do this live praise and worship session. So we are starting the week right before we face our work. And every Thursday, Sis Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our jobs as virtual assistants. So if you're an aspiring freelancer or if you're an aspiring virtual assistant, do tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m. and you learn a lot from that episode. Particularly every time we sometimes also guest freelancers from different niches. So if you're interested to learn more about the other freelance jobs that you can do out there, do tune in every Thursday. Not yet done.
But before we continue, please, if you want a shortcut or if you're looking for some guidance on how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to check my book at conniezabala.com/VA book. Where's that link? Okay, check the ticker there. Or you can also get a free chapter of this book just by visiting bit.ly/VA book. Free chapter. So just go to bit.ly/VA book free
Where's
chapter.
Where's the book?
Sorry. Maybe we should not do this again because we just had a live session.
So please bear with us. I think somebody left a comment.
Yes. Woo to the Feast Light Bay Area. Good evening, sisters. Love last Monday's worship. Wow, thank you so much. I believe this is Brother Edwin. Good evening. Thank you always for the support. I still owe you a lot. Anyway, let's continue. So, for our Bible verse for tonight about this topic. This is from Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, which says, conduct yourselves wisely toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. So this is from, again, if you're wondering what translation it is, it's a New American Bible Revised Edition. So can you share your thoughts about it?
Yeah, so I reflected on the verse. So I think outsiders here, quote-unquote outsiders here, I think refer to non-believers. So for me, this verse might mean that we should always be aware of our actions, how we conduct ourselves in public, especially when interacting with other people, with clients or with coworkers. Both believers and non-believers alike. So let us grab every opportunity for people to experience Christ through us. Although I was telling Sis Cons earlier that I really cannot connect it to our topic for tonight. But I think to segue, maybe this verse is also reminding us to try to be wise in terms of our strategies and processes that we have in place as freelance business owners. So let's make sure that we leverage the apps and tools that are already available out there, which will make our jobs and our jobs easier. So that's my that's how I connected it to our work. How about you, Sis?
Okay, I'll have mine in a shorter version. It's actually, for me, this is my opinion, okay? For me, it's a reminder to be practical, but at the same time, be mindful of everything we do. As we make most of the opportunities available online, we should also be vigilant, which is legit, because Until now, there are still many scams happening online and grabbing the opportunity for special occasions like Black Friday or Thanksgiving or Cyber Monday, and most of all, focus on what we need most and not give in to any promotion or sales we see. By the way, our topic is, I think our caption for the main topic is apps you must check out on a Black Friday special. We are sharing this because tomorrow or later, later in the US, is already a Thanksgiving. So it usually happens on last Thursdays of November, if I'm not mistaken. So they usually, I think all, right? All of the companies have this type of promotion. They're giving huge discounts and all that. And we want to share with you what are some of the apps or the tools that you can, you know, check out for practical reasons. So if you want more, again, the word here is practical. I guess it's the thing. So if we want to be more practical when it comes to purchasing apps or tools instead of monthly subscription, we look for lifetime deals. There. So this is our opportunity to share with you. And most of these apps, by the way, is from AppSumo. This is a marketplace for digital products. So from online courses, actually my book is in AppSumo, so you can also get a discount. I believe they offer 10% discount on that, so you can check those out. The link is in the description. We are focusing on AppSumo because this one is already a trusted marketplace for any digital products that you might need as a freelancer or even for your clients. So disclaimer, by the way, for the links, because this might be an affiliate link wherein we can get a little percentage when you purchase based on the links that we provided. But since going back to the Bible verse, sorry about that, that's my reflection. And again, this is a reminder you need to read the Holy Bible for its entirety to understand the context behind the verse. We are here to encourage you to always include God in your freelancing journey. There. So sorry.
You can do it.
Oh my God. Anyway, if you have questions, by the way, the apps that we are sharing is 1, 2, 3. I think it's 8, right? Mm-hmm. So Belle was the person in charge for the apps that we're going to discuss tonight. But the apps are actually more than 8. So feel free to check the link. I shared the link in the description. This is the general link, all the apps and tools that are available for Black Friday. And I think they will end up in the discounts, all the promotions will end on Cyber Monday, if I'm not mistaken. I'm thinking if I'm checking out the date. I'm not sure, but it already started. So you can check out the apps. So let's start with the first app that we will be suggesting with you. Hold on. Happy Scribe. I think we just need to share our screen, I guess.
Maybe, yes. Yep.
Yeah. So that we can, instead of us, you know, describing it to you, we'll share with you what it looks like. So
hold on. I can do that, sis.
Okay. Okay,
I'll share. Sharing the screen. Here.
Okay, you go ahead and discuss.
So I was telling Cisco, you see my entire screen, right? Oh no, wait. Can I try it once again? Wait.
Okay.
Because I cannot see you. Just a second. Mm-hmm. There. You're only seeing my screen, right? The other. Okay. Okay. So here, Sosis Cons shared with me the link to the AppSumo Black Friday deals, and I tell you guys, there are so many great deals out there that it will be really tempting to buy left and right. So many great deals out there, but the tools that I caught my attention are the following. First, I start with Happy Scribe. I think this will be helpful for those who are having audio here. The description is already here. This app generates automatically transcripts and subtitles for audio and video content. So if you're a VA who is maybe you're a content creator as well and you want to generate transcripts from your videos or audio, this is a good way to do that. Okay. So it has a lifetime deal. So that's Siscon's favorite, lifetime deals.
Yes.
Okay, so there. That's the Happy Scribe.
Ooh, and I think it's until November 29. Everything is until November 29.
Yeah, so it this is the alternative to this app. So you have an idea of its competitions.
You can read it because we have to.
Yes.
We're converting this to podcast, right?
So the Happy Scribe is an alternative app to Descript, Author.ai, Rev, Sonix, and I think there are a lot more. I think I was able to use Author and Rev from this list. So I'm curious to know how Happy Scribe in terms of accuracy. So that will be the deciding factor, actually. So there, that's for Happy Scribe. And do we go to the next app, sis?
Yes, go ahead.
What's the next app?
Let me see. Hold on. Tidical.
Tidical, here.
Ooh,
so I opened it already. So this, for those who are familiar with Calendly, this is, I think, a great alternative. Again, a one-time purchase of $29. Not bad, right? Because yes. other booking software will charge you monthly. So I think this is a good deal, again. So this is used for scheduling meetings, and I think this also integrates with whatever. Here, I will read. Schedule free or paid meetings at the times that work for you by sharing custom booking pages. And here, alternative to Calendly and Doodle. And tap into rich integrations to sync your calendars and accept payments easily.
Yes.
Nice. Oh, here. So it is you can integrate it with Google and Zapier.
I'm curious with the pronunciation of that. Zapier or Zapier?
Because we call it Zaps. Well, the thing that you set up. So I'm not sure.
Oh, I see. Maybe Zapier. Anyway, moving on.
Yes. So would you like to add anything to this, Siscons?
So if you're, like, for example, if you're not satisfied with Calendly yet and you need more customized type of booking, you can grab this Tidical so you won't have any, you know, limit when it comes to the features of booking calendar. Yeah. So there.
And then tip, once you create your booking link as VAs, as freelancers, make sure that it's visible across all your social media accounts so that you don't have to reach out to clients actively. They'll be the ones to book themselves. Okay, so
yes. Before we continue, I'll just so Andrew's comment, Uy, Happy Scribe can be a good alternative for authors.
Yes. Yes, agree. Okay, yes. Next app.
Go Zen Forms.
Go Zen Forms. Yes. Ah, here. So I think most of us are fans of Google Forms. So this one caught my attention because we know very well how simple Google Forms look, right? That there's no fancy designs available on Google Forms, but this one, there are templates. If you're you want to prettify your forms, so this is an alternative because Google Forms can sometimes seem boring in terms of looks. So there it has a $69 license, and then I think it could also, because it says it can capture leads. I'm just not sure if it has an option to create opt-in pages, things like that. Maybe you can explore these guys. But so there, that's a good alternative to Typeform and SurveySparrow and Google Forms. Typeform, I was also able to try this one out. It's also fancy, but it's more expensive.
And it says there that it's best for e-commerce, marketing agencies, and small businesses.
Yes. Yeah. And the integrations here, email integrations.
Yeah. So I think our episode for tonight will be short. Inka.
Yep.
Next one. Oh, I think this one is one of our favorites, actually. If you know, you still want more resources when it comes to stock photos or videos, so deposit photos.
Yes. So this one, if you're already tired of seeing the usual, sometimes I thought we cannot really get ourselves familiar with the photos on royalty-free sites like Pexels, Pixabay. But then once you've been using it for so many years already, you begin to get familiar with the photos already. This is a stock photo. So that's the problem with the free ones. So I think this is like Shutterstock, if I'm not mistaken. These photos are not that common. not a lot of people are using it yet. So there, it's a straightforward description. When it comes to stock photos, you want royalty-free access to an absolutely massive library of high-quality images. So check out Deposit Photos.
Yes.
Okay. So what's next?
Okay, let's see. Feel free again to visit the link in the description for the AppSumo link of this Black Friday deals. We are sharing only limited apps because, of course, we want to respect your time. So our next app. Oh, this one is interesting. Project.co.
Here. Because this description got me. You can manage client work, request payments, and track hours with one user-friendly tool. So I think it's also worthwhile to check it out. These are the features. You can create projects. There are also templates, tasks for task monitoring, I guess. And then you can work with the team by inviting other people. There are also groups, file sharing, payments, and time tracker. So that's what I am seeing here on their dashboard.
And there. I think it's a good alternative to your favorite, Asana.
Let's see.
You can. Okay, scroll down. Let's see.
Yeah, an alternative to Asana. Basecamp, ClickUp, Monday.com, and Trello.
Ooh, these are known. Project management. This must be good. Check it out.
Yes.
Okay, our next one would be... Hold on. Social millennials.
Here. Yeah, the description is take over social media with automated posting, viral giveaways, and advanced metrics. I think this is good for here. I'll just read. There's nothing you want more than to have successful social media campaigns. But no matter how much money you pump into sponsored posts or time you spend trying to master complex tools, nothing seems to work. Luckily, there's a comprehensive and easy-to-use social media tool here to rescue you. So the features include scheduling social posts with automatic reposts optimized for revenue. Ooh, like Meet Edgar, I guess. Alternative to Hootsuite, it also integrates user-generated content, launch engaging contests and sweepstakes. This is what I got curious in. Contests and sweepstakes, and track your influencers and social media metrics. So integrations, Facebook, Google My Business, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Twitter.
I do want to suggest another social media, but it's not included in the Black Friday. So let's move on.
Okay. So bitin, what's bitin in English?
And by the way, before we continue, if you notice, the apps that we are suggesting has a lot of reviews. So you can rely on these tools. AppSumo is number one marketplace again for digital products. And if you want to buy trusted apps, check the reviews because these are verified purchase. So their reviews are really authentic. These are the buyers of these apps. Okay, moving forward.
Yep. What's next?
Let's see. Crove.
Crove.
Yes.
Ooh. It caught my attention too, because the description says Crove automatically creates repetitive business documents to streamline your workflow. So this is one thing that I really need to do on my business to make SOPs, standard operating procedures. I think this will really help document my processes and my systems. So here, when you started your own business, you didn't think you'd be spending your days drafting boring paperwork. While generating documents may not be the most exhilarating part of your job, it's still an essential part of doing business. If only there was a way to save time while expediting the process of drafting business documents like contracts, purchase orders, invoices, and receipts. So be there. Deliver them anywhere with powerful automation features. Oh, nice.
Yes. Keyword here is automation.
It's an alternative to DocuSign.
Ooh.
Let's see. Feel free to explore, brothers and sisters.
Yes. I think we are going with the last app for tonight's episode. I think this one is the classic and original from AppSumo. It's KingSumo.
KingSumo. So the description says it grows your audience with viral giveaways that cut marketing costs. So this is one way to gamify your offers, right? For example, if a person shares your link, they get a ticket, they get an entry to a raffle, things like that. So this is where KingSumo comes in handy. You can use this to make viral giveaway promos. Were you able to use this?
I think I was only able to use the there. I think it has an opt-in or a pop-up before. Mm. I'm not sure if that's the right word, but I believe it's Sumo. It's King Sumo. Yeah.
Okay. So here, you can grow your audience and reward brand engagement with viral giveaways that you can customize and embed anywhere. You can also collect and organize your leads emails into an intuitive system using API integrations. This one I was able to use. This is an alternative to UpViral and Gleam.io. I think the freelance tribe is fond of using UpViral.
Yeah, they are. I noticed that.
So there, that's the last app.
33 minutes. Yes. Again, I believe I'm sharing that, but I know that I've added the link there. Okay, I've added the AppSumo link. If you want to check out all the Black Friday deals in AppSumo, we are highly recommending that because most of their apps are really, you know, tested, and people are, AppSumo has been in the digital marketing for many years already, and I'm super blessed that my book is inside, so feel free to check. It's the ebook version, so the ebook version of my VA book is also in AppSumo, and feel free to check that out. And if you have questions or comments, share them in the comment section. Any last words?
Go ahead. The reason why I got attracted, quote-unquote attracted with this tools is because of systems. So systems. Wait, I'll read my reflection a while ago. So systems. As VAs, we all need systems regardless of our current situation, whether we're just starting out as VAs or whether we have just one client or are already scaling to accommodate multiple clients. It helps if you have systems in place already. And this is made easy if we invest on online tools. So try to explore AppSumo and see if there's something there that can automate or speed up your client tasks. So
We actually have purchased, I believe I have purchased a lot of apps inside this, but they are not under the Black Friday, so I'm not sharing it right now. So again, feel free to check all these Black Friday deals. They are usually a lifetime deals or 1 year sale, large discounts available. So again, disclaimer, this is an affiliate link. I'm part of the affiliate team of AppSumo because I highly recommend this digital marketing place. So there, for me, once you see a need for an app or tools for you or your client's businesses, make a list and determine which one is urgent that you need to buy now or which one you can delay a little bit until we can see another opportunity to purchase these apps on big discounts like Black Friday. Expect that all companies have their special promos on Thanksgiving. So that's usually start during the week of Thanksgiving and ending on Monday. That's usually the deal. But they also give extension, like AppSumo is until November 29th. So it's still 5 days away. Feel free to check. You have the time to decide which
and
one
these, you purchasing. These are just a few. These are just a few.
Yes. Again, Thanksgiving is a big deal in the USA, in America, right, Justin? And many companies grab this special occasion to promote something. Even my book is on 10% discount if you're interested in checking out the ebook version of my VA book. So again, there. I haven't removed the King Sumo banner. All right. So if you have some feedback or questions, feel free to reach out to us via our social media pages. And for our podcast listeners, leave us a review or make a comment. We really appreciate your engagement, your response to any of our content. And we hope to see you next Thursday for another freelancing topic. And of course, if you're interested, we actually encourage you to join us every Monday, 8 p.m. Philippine time for another live praise and worship session. There, anything that you'd like to add before we end?
Happy Thanksgiving. Ask yourself, what are you thankful for today? So there, that's one question to ponder on today.
Yes, actually, you can be grateful every day, but, you know, U.S. has this special celebration. I think we have to be thankful for that Thanksgiving because we have an opportunity to purchase absentals with great discounts. So we're thankful for Thanksgiving.
I was actually telling my clients that we don't celebrate Thanksgiving here locally, but because we are the Christmas type of people, right?
Yes, we are.
We're more,
yes.
More Christmas, celebrating Christmas in September, starting September. So that's us.
Yeah. So for our American USA audience, happy Thanksgiving. And for our fellow freelancers and business owners, feel free to check out the apps. We hope that you get excited. You'll have enough time to check and do your research before purchasing anything. Okay. Oh, do they accept GCash? I believe you can attach your card if you have the card. Yes. They can do that. There. Thank you, Brother Edwin. And thank you, everyone. Let's have a closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, people we work with, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. This is a win for us. Less than 45 minutes. Yay. Bye, everyone. We hope to see you on Monday and on Thursday again for another live session. Thank you, Brother Edwin, Andrew, and the rest of our viewers. Feel free to share your thoughts in the comment section. And see you again next week. Bye. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.